when we actually got down to the final paperwork on it, having an NGO or having this non-governmental agency involved is really important, because the Rotary Club oversees that group, and the NGO actually goes out into the community, finds the people who need the loan, help them set up into these little groups of up to 30 people, from 5 to 30 people, generally poor people, lots of women involved who are less fortunate and not necessarily don't have the business acumen. And part of this whole project was to be able to train these people in business, and not only in finance business, but how to market what they do, and also some other things, personal things like nutrition and personal cleanliness, just things that we take for granted when we're in business with one another. And so this NGO became instrumental in doing this, and so we brought them back into the picture, and there is a local government or non-governmental agency in Monduli now that's helping out.
So now, and tell me about the loans themselves. Are these micro loans? Are they? I know it's a very poor country and people there are very poor. What kinds of loan projects? Or is that a decision at the local level that will?
Well, it's a decision at the local level, but we know something about it because we've done some studying and asked some questions as to how this is going to work. And what's going to happen now is this NGO is going to go out into the community and they're going to identify groups that live in a geographical area that have a need. And basically that need is decided because these people don't have a local bank that they can go to. They don't have any place to save their money or to pool it into, and they need some organization and they need some business training. So these groups are going to be developed and they're called local credit groups. And these credit groups are going to organize into their own, they're going to have bylaws, they're going to elect some officers, and these local credit groups are going to take money out of their own pockets, their savings, and put it into a pool. And this money, this savings money, in addition to the money that we loan them, will be used to make loans to individuals. These individuals guarantee one another's loans as part of being privileged of being a member of this group. And these loans probably will be, you know, as little as $30, maybe $100. They have interest charged on them, probably 10%. That's not per year. That's, you know, probably 10% for the term of the loan. And the term of the loan might be 45 days. It might be as much as 6 months. It's going to depend upon the business activity that the person wants to have, wants to do with this money. Some other ideas, you might have a beekeeper. You might have somebody who wants to raise chickens. Maybe they don't have enough money to buy some stock. They're going to get some chickens. It could be somebody who buys some fabric. Maybe she's got a sewing machine, but she doesn't have enough money to buy fabric. And so she starts making clothing. Somebody else who's raising chickens has some eggs to sell. And so they're buying clothing from the person making clothing. And the person who's making clothing will buy the eggs from the woman who's got the chickens and gets her honey from the beekeeper. And it kind of goes round and round. So they meet, you know, after every couple weeks they meet, and they talk about who needs a loan through the application process and the kind of the vetting process that happens at the committee level. Then the whole group votes to support the next loan that goes out. And for a term of about a year, this cycles through, and at that time, hopefully, these groups will be able to form into a village banking group and be able to operate on their own in perpetuity and have this money to loan one another. Should they not be able to do that for some reason, then money that's left over will go back to the Rotary Foundation and it can be used for other projects. But hopefully they'll be able to use this money as seed money to be able to develop their own little village banking system and be able to carry this on in perpetuity.